Broadcasting live from the Sands Expo and Convention Center in Las Vegas for HIM16, it's This Just In. Now here's your host, HIT advisor, Justin Barnes.
Thank you very much and welcome back. We're just flying through today. This is almost, I think, our fifth hour of broadcasting live at the HIMSS conference. So it's been a lot of fun. I appreciate all the thousands of people that are dialed in and certainly everybody who's joined us here in person. Very excited about my next guest. He's got a very big announcement. I think they went live with everything yesterday. But Vishal Agrawal, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Justin. Great to be here.
And you are the Chief Growth Officer and President Payer Solutions for Cyox Health?
Cyox Health, that's
which
right.
Which used to be HealthPort?
Used to be four companies.
Okay.
HealthPort is one of them.
Okay.
And one of the early founders of this industry around release of information.
Oh, yes.
And that's a core asset that's part of Cyox. We also bought three other companies, one that's called IOD, which also was in that release of information space. A third company called Care Communications, which was involved with data quality and abstraction, and a fourth around the retrieval side of the business. So I think collectively we've got a very unique asset here for the industry.
That's fantastic. Well, congratulations on launching all this. I think you went all live yesterday.
That's right. We officially are Cyox now.
Cyox Health. I love it. Great. So I guess from your perspective, what are the three biggest trends that you're seeing in the industry to start off with?
Oh, thanks, Justin. I think that there's a lot of effort right now around innovation, around incentives, ACO models, payviders, which is the new buzzword. And that, I think,
Well, that was my last guess of UPMC. They're a payvider.
They are a payvider, and I think that's going to continue to evolve, and that's great to see the stakeholders collaborate in new ways. But I think what that's driving is increased complexity in healthcare, where stakeholders historically were working in their own portion of the ecosystem, and they have to increasingly begin to work together in novel and new ways to realize the value of value-based care. That's really where I think we start playing a unique role.
No, that's fantastic. So how are you guys addressing, or in 2016, 2017, what do you think your main drivers around what you're going to address and how you're addressing?
Sure, thank you. Our main drivers are around, it's generating the linkages to all of those who supply information, the provider set around the country, and we're currently embedded in about 18,000 provider sites, over 3,000 hospitals, about 15,000 outpatient and clinic sites. That collectively represents about 60 to 70% of all U.S. healthcare expense. So it's to continue to expand that network that we've built over the last 40 years. And then marry the supply side of information with the demand side of information. And that demand side is a very broad ecosystem.
Yes.
Most of us think of the demand side as the patients, the doctors, the hospitals, to some extent the health plans. But the full ecosystem of healthcare expands into the legal domain, the government services, social services domain, the property and casualty insurance companies. There are a lot of organizations that need the health information to drive their core operations, and we actually serve over 1 million unique requesters today. We expect to grow that base and provide them the information they need in a very timely fashion.
Wow, that's impressive. That's massive. So from a best practices standpoint, you know, what do you tell people? And where do they begin, or what are some of the best practices that you would offer out to these health systems and practices?
I think there's really three that are important to build a functioning ecosystem. The first is trust.
Yes,
and,
I agree.
At the essence, when stakeholders are interdependent, like they are in healthcare, you need to establish trust between the different entities. That is, it's not a technical challenge. It's a governance challenge. It takes time to build that trust. We treat every record that we transmit, and there's over 50 million records we expect to, health charts that we expect to transmit this year, with quality, with urgency, and respect. Because at the end of the day, every chart represents an individual. It could be a patient, it could be a parent, it could be a grandparent, it could be a child, it could be any one of us. And that information needs to be handled respect to earn the trust. The second is around innovation, and I think you've heard a lot about innovation. This hall is full of it.
Yes.
We need to continue to drive improved technology to automate and improve workflows, to reduce the friction in the system. There's a lot of friction there today. Our solution is one, we're actually partnering with Google. That's an announcement that we're making today around adopting the Google for Work platform, and deploying over time some of the terrific capabilities around Android into our ecosystem. So I think innovation is going to be a big part of driving the future promise of healthcare. And really the third is balancing the future with the current state. We have a interesting ecosystem where part of our employee base, we have about 8,000 employees today. 3,000 of them are field technicians that go physically to a doctor's office or a clinic, often to photocopy records that are still on paper.
Yeah.
Given that current state of healthcare, it's very important to make sure that the technology future of tomorrow is balanced with the reality of today. And our solution, which has everything from labor where it's necessary,
yep.
people going out
sure.
to retrieve the information, to the high tech, you know, Google-driven enterprise on the other extreme, needs to be brought together in a very synergistic way.
No, that's fantastic. So looking out at your crystal ball, it's a little bit of a curveball here from a standpoint of, you know, what do we see? One of my guests asked me this question yesterday, so now I'm asking everything, or asking it of everybody. What do you think would be a large kind of idea or change that we'll see in the industry over the next year or 18 months?
Wow. Well,
or that's a big prediction, a bold yeah. prediction.
My bold prediction is that payers and providers will develop new, entirely new workflows to streamline their interactions. And I know this is not the bold future of a 5-year or 10-year outlook, mm-hmm. but we're beginning to start seeing this. It's automating prior authorizations. It's automating other aspects of the payment process that cause a lot of friction in the system today. We're going to continue to innovate those. We have over 100 payers that we're working with right now, some of the largest health systems in the country as well. And together, finding better ways to connect, finding better ways to coordinate, and ultimately collaborating will be the near-term push to improve the workflows that we rely on.
That's fantastic. And how many HIMSS have you been to? How many HIMSS have you been to?
Well, for me, it's at least about 7 or 8. And every year I come here, it gets bigger and bigger. And it's terrific to see all the innovation around us. We're proud to be part of it. PsyOx Health will be driving innovation at scale.
Mm-hmm.
And we're eager to partner with organizations throughout this HIMSS floor.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. Well, welcome to the show. I'm glad you could join us today. Vishal from PsyOx Health, thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you, Justin.
Have a great rest of the conference.
Thank you.
Thank you.